Okay. The witch. One day, I came home from school to find my mother had cleaned my room. She said it was a hellhole. She took down my beloved Huey Newton poster, my California Sliding Into the Sea poster, my magic words and fortune cookie fortunes. She removed the mural I had swirled green, black, and red on a sheet of plastic and tacked to the wall. She took my stereo and all my records. She made my bed. She hung up my clothes. For 2 weeks, I slept on top of the bed naked. I disturbed nothing on my bureau, nothing on my bookshelf or bedside table. I wore my uniform to school. At home, I wore the same jeans and tie-dye shirt every day. Two. One day, I came home from school. My posters were returned, rolled into cylinders, neat, rubber banded all in a row on the floor. My sheet of plastic watercolor lay flat on my still-made bed. My records were stacked beside my returned record player. For 2 weeks, I left everything exactly where it lay. Except the mural, I moved it to the floor at night and put it back each day. Three. One day I came home from school, closed my bedroom door though it was forbidden. I put the posters back on the wall with hammer and nails. I put my mural back on the wall with epoxy. I took off my uniform, balled it up, and threw it in a corner. I put on my jeans and tie-dye shirt one last time. Played Jimi Hendrix's Electric Ladyland loud. I burned a stick of sandalwood incense and three candles. As the music played, I danced a wild, cool jerk. Boogaloo, pulled open the junk drawer in my bureau. I spun in the smoke and Jimmy's song, spewing the contents of the drawer around like chicken blood.